It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I'm inside an old place that's now a new place in the Grove. It's called Atomic by J-Mo. It used to be known as the Atomic Cowboy.
That's right.
I'm here with Drew Jamison, who is putting this whole place together. It's brand new in terms of what's going in here. Drew, thanks for inviting me over.
Oh, thanks for sitting down with me. Appreciate the time.
Well, let's start with a little bit of history of this place. What was it before, and then what happened?
So there are many versus this place earlier, but just to get right to it, it was Atomic Cowboy from 2005 until 2020. It shuttered during the pandemic. I worked there for the last 5 years, so I was there from 2015 to 2020. I was the entertainment manager and also known as a talent buyer in the national side of things. But so now we're reviving some of the great sides of it with the with the entertainment venue and the nightclub, and we're bringing back a great bar program with like high-end cocktails as a cocktail-driven side of things, and we will continue to kind of evolve the place and make it better than ever, you know? So,
well, what was Atomic Cowboy, actually? What was it?
It was like voted best place to dance many, many times. It was a place where a lot of people met and fell in love and had kids, you know? Yeah, it's like it's a very historic and awesome landmark spot that I think was beloved by the city of St. Louis, and it was an entertainment complex with a restaurant and a free bar hang, and you know, just a lot of fun stories people had over the years there. So
that's a pretty funny answer.
Yeah,
a lot of people met there, had babies. And haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, you know.
So what's your vision for it now?
My vision is to revive what was just, in my opinion, one of the beloved spots in our city, and to improve upon areas to make it kind of just the best institutional entertainment district that the Grove can have, you know? So I think I think making this place a concert-driven spot where tourism happens, and make it kind of, it was known unofficially as one of the anchors in the neighborhood before. Like, I'd love to be able to live up to that name again. And also outside of just the Grove, like kind of for the city of St. Louis, have an effect of, we got to go check out this spot over in the Grove called Atomic by J-Mo, you know? So, yeah.
Tell me about J-Mo.
Yeah, J-Mo Presents is a company I started in, I think it was 2013. And in 2013, when we started this business, it was a way to work with the Gramophone, which was my only client at the time, and they were doing live music. And when the Gramophone went pivoting full-blown into sandwiches, I ended up coming down the street here to Atomic Cowboy. And while everything shuttered in 2020, J-Mo Presents opened the lot, and we kind of went around to several different locations within the city. As the City Foundry, we were the first event opening there. And by the way, the Busch Stadium version of the lot was the first publicly COVID-approved health plan in the city of St. Louis. So we had this first debut for everybody when COVID was going on. And that definitely got our name out there a bit. And it's evolved. We ended up winning Concert of the Year from the Riverfront Times with George Clinton over at the Big Top. And we do shows at Chesterfield Amphitheater, Old Rock House, Off-Broadway. Really is a traveling intellectual type thing for a production company. And then now we have this home base here at Atomic where we can kind of curate it and grow things a bit more for the scene overall. So, yeah.
So, Drew, what do you have lined up to get this thing kicked off for this fall?
So we started with what we do best, right? And that's concerts. And August 31st was our first soft opening with my great friends, Aaron Cam and the One Drops. And they brought about, we had like 400 to 500 people, so not quite a soft opening. Yeah, but it was great. I mean, it went really, really well. And being just the pavilion that night, Atomic Pavilion is our outdoor space. It was a good way to test things out with the staff and get everyone pumped up. And so events really started this off. We have a really great cocktail program as well by Randy Kranz, one of our partners, and she has won awards with Feast and Sauce, and I saw her doing crazy things with mushrooms in terms of like boiling and brewing, and it's an incredible menu so far, and I'm really excited to see the direction of putting a little bit more thought into our beverage program too this time around, you know. So yeah,
mushrooms with a cocktail.
It's in one of them. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I can set you up with some of the pictures and whatnot if you're interested.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So tell me about the pavilion. So that is out back.
Yes. Yeah, Atomic Pavilion used to be called Atomic Cowboy Pavilion. Holds roughly 900 people, and then we could we're working on a build out for the back, where the whole back wall will be a shipping containers on wheels, and they can move into the street. And then when that happens, we close the street with the city, and we have 1,500 people now. So we'll use that sometimes, but I think mainly we'll stick with the grounds that we have. And I think it's a great, I mean, outdoor city. Concerts are a rare thing, you know what I mean? So it's kind of separates itself pretty well, and I think it's a very unique experience. And if there's not a concert, you'll expect to have a good time out there any day that we're open. You know, every day except for Tuesday, you can come out, enjoy a patio hang, and we'll start getting some fun out there, like bags and all that casual stuff, and
so this
happy
place
hour
is,
bands too, and you know.
Yeah, so this place will be open as a bar when there's not concerts.
Yes, every day except for Tuesday, 4 o'clock to 1:30 right now. And once we don't have a food partner yet, but we do have a kitchen, so we're going to be working on bringing a food partner into the mix too. And really excited about some of the leads in that category. But once that happens, you know, we'll probably do a little bit more of a day. Saturday and Sunday will be more of an all day thing, and then you never know, we might go a little bit later eventually. We'll see.
How many shows a week are you doing right now?
Right now, I would say two is probably where we're at. I would love to be able to just walk in here and discover something every single time you come here. A bit like whether it's some friends of ours just doing a happy hour set, or like you know, like a late night like electronic thing or a reggae thing, or just like kind of like any time after 9 o'clock, you don't know what you're in for unless you've looked at our calendar. You know what I mean? Like, so like, I feel like we are event driven as this place, for sure. It always has been and always will be. So our first night after Aaron Cam was Sean Cannon's Voodoo Players that did Dave Matthews tribute, and then DJ Moff started off in the lounge. Then Keller Williams did this petty, it was like a dead grass type thing, and it was really, really fun, and that was very well attended as well. I just had Snarky Puppy here last week, which is like a Grammy Award winning group, personal treat for me. And we had Black Uhuru just the other night as well, which is another Grammy Award winning reggae act. And both of those are a lot of international people within the groups and whatnot. Like, so it's like a very fun experience. We have Grow Fest this Saturday, which is incredibly It's a very special thing. It's free to the public. I mean, I just heard from the organizers that they're expecting 50,000 people in this neighborhood, and I don't know if that's exact, so don't quote me. But that's just what I'm hearing. Their numbers are growing too each year, and we are one of the third stages. We're the third stage as that lineup. Yeah.
So tell me about Grow Fest. I don't know much about it.
This goes back a long time. Like, Atomic Cowboy was involved in the birth of it. My old boss was one of the people that helped gain some steam on it, but it's evolved into this big community free street party event. It has a stage at Manchester and Vanaventer, or right around there, I should say. And the main stage talent this year is BJ the Chicago Kid, which is a great act out of Chicago. I booked him over at Music at the Intersection last year, actually. And a lot of St. Louis acts, a lot of culture, is very rich and well-rounded and diverse, and I just think it's a great showcase of art for our city, and it's free. So it draws really big numbers, and we have a collaboration with Music at the Intersection this year on Atomic Pavilion stage, where they curated a lineup with Mastermind, who does Master Camp, and then Workfest, and they're calling it Work the Grove. And after that, I think our last bigger show is Night Chaser, which is on the 12th. We'll do another Sean Cannon on the 11th of October, I'm talking about right now. And Sean Cannon on the 11th is bringing a Fleetwood Mac tribute.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Over at the Big Top.
Yeah.
With me. Really good.
That was our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the 12th, Night Chaser is just this like wild, awesome disco dance party, which it'll have live elements and it'll have DJs in every room and all this fun that they're doing a takeover of our whole complex. So. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a random question for you. It's something that someone mentioned to me just yesterday, and I want to ask it because you might be a good person to answer this. She was kind of complaining about the fact that a lot of the big events in St. Louis happen at the same time.
Yeah.
And she was saying, as a small business, that's not really good because people are wanting to go to those big events. And, you know, there's also the traffic issues. And I'm just wondering if there's any coordination at all so that you don't end up having the Evolution Fest on the same weekend as Pride in Tower Grove Park. That was her concern.
I was just talking about this earlier today as well, for sure. And I mean, Music at the Intersection was in September this year, Evolution, September of the Balloon Race, as you mentioned, Pride. Like there's even more than that that we said. And honestly, it is impressive to see how many people will come out all at the same time. But I would say coordination of some sort would be really great. And I don't know how to solve that myself, but I think, you know, some people talk to each other and I think we could do a bit more to help, you know.
Yeah,
spreading out and doing some of that stuff in the spring could be cool too, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah. It's not like we don't have good weather in other months besides September, October, April, May. I mean, St. Louis, the winter can be a little harsh, but throughout the year there are plenty of weekends and people don't mind putting on a jacket or whatever. I mean, yeah. So that's I think she made a good point.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask about the Grove.
Yeah.
Where do you see the Grove in terms of its evolution? I know there have been some safety issues from time to time. I mean, every neighborhood probably has that. But how do you see it right now in terms of businesses that have closed, things that have changed? I mean, where do you see it right now?
I see a lot of opportunity right now. I think maybe I'm optimistic because I just got here. But I was here, like I said, 2015 to 2020, and at that time there was a lot of bar hopping that was like bar after bar after bar. You'd make your way from the top to the bottom of the strip, and it was like the thing to do, and it was awesome. And I don't think I've been seeing that as much anymore. And I think that it could be revived very, very easily with a few, not just me, but there are some other rumblings and things of other tenants that'll be coming up, and like, you know, plans right next door with a really great spot with Ben Welsh and whatnot. Like I think that there are a lot of great things happening right now for this neighborhood that can help maybe revive some of that energy where this district can be a bit of the pub crawl again, you know. And I think that in the meanwhile, I do see that places like Platypus and Handlebar and, you know, Just John's and all these other spots like are definitely getting their people are coming to those spots. I would love to see the connection. You know what I mean? That's what I would hope and dream for, I think. So
yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's been a lot of turnover here in this neighborhood in terms of the businesses, but you do have anchors like the ones you mentioned, Urban Chestnut,
right,
at the other end, and the Gramophone, mm-hmm. some that have stayed steady and made it through the pandemic, while some of these other places just didn't make it because a lot of places didn't.
Yeah.
So it just feels like it's kind of remolding.
That's what the inspiration for the mural on the side of our building on Talmadge. I don't know if you saw that on the way in. It was a part of the St. Louis Mural Project, and Killer Napkins put it together. Alderman Michael Browning and him had talked through some buzzwords and concepts, and I think a lot of it is that that resurgence and the growth and kind of like coming out of a shuttered COVID timing and into just the next birth of life, you know what I mean? So like that's I think the theme that we're hoping for and going for, you know. So
Killer Napkins. I don't know that. Is it an artist group?
His art is all over this building. That's on the name. Back of the building, on the side of the building.
It's one guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that name.
Very talented. Very, I think, like, I would say internationally known mural artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check him out.
Very wacky, awesome designs. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Well, any other plans for the building? Are you just going right now? You've got your concerts, opening up rooms. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
I think for now, like the cool perimeter that we had spoke of with the container being on wheels and stuff, that's like our next build out move. And I think we're trying to just really get our systems down, get people familiar. I mean, getting our food operator in here with us is going to be really huge. And next year, our concert calendar will be a big attention. But I also want to say that JML Presents is not slowing down either. So our presence in the city, I want to make that stay and remain strong. And we look forward to being a bigger and stronger and very tasteful events production company in St. Louis, you know, so.
You are busy, man.
Yeah.
Drew Jameson, he runs JMO Presents. He also runs Atomic by JMO, which is in the Grove neighborhood, the old Atomic Cowboy. It's open now. It's running. There's a concert lineup. Great cocktail bar. Food will be coming soon.
That's right.
Well, thanks for sharing all this. I'm sure a lot of people will want to come check it out.
Yeah, atomicstl.com. If you have any more questions you'd like to figure out, that's a good starting point. So thank you very much for your time today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.